Let's visit, if we can. First of all, congratulations, Whitney Place, new executive director with the Minnesota Farm Service Agency. What does it mean to you to get this federal appointment?
Thanks so much, Don. It's just an honor to be joining the Biden-Harris administration in this role and at an agency that I know is just so important to farmers and our ag community here in Minnesota.
So for folks that don't know a lot about Whitney Place, give us a bit more about your background, would you?
Sure, I would love to. I originally am from Okabena, Minnesota, which is in Jackson County. My family is all farmed. My dad still farms corn and soybeans down there. And, got really interested in agriculture through high school FFA programs. Went to the U and kind of never looked back. I started at the Minnesota Department of Agriculture 9 years ago and had just a lovely time working with all of the public servants at that agency in a lot of different roles. And I'm just thrilled to be able to join another agency that I know is filled with public servants who are really experts in their field.
Well, certainly there's very few federal agencies probably have more connection to the person on the ground, on the land, as what the Farm Service Agency is all about.
Right. We're probably as direct as you can get interacting with farmers on a regular basis. And that's something that I'm really interested in, is getting kind of closer to the work on the ground.
So you've got some deadlines coming up, dairy market coverage, that swine pandemic program they had, even the election for ARC and PLC. So it looks like you're going to hit the ground running here.
We sure are, yes. And, on my second day, I basically know what I know about those programs from reading the news. But there is something that I would like to highlight, and that's for the ARC and PLC programs. My good friend Megan Roberts at the University of Minnesota Extension is going to be holding a webinar to highlight different considerations farmers should be making. That'll be held on January 26th at 2:00, and it's free for anyone to register. So that might be something of interest, as that deadline is March 15th.
At the federal level, the FSA administrator coming out of South Dakota was Zach Ducheneau. It's got to be interesting. It certainly has to have some perspective on some of the issues going on in the Midwest and some of the things your growers are going to be dealing with.
Absolutely. And, we worked really closely with him this year, especially throughout the drought this summer. And so really looking forward to working with him and kind of having that knowledge base, yes, of the Midwest agriculture scene.
Anything you're missing here, Whitney, we should touch on?
I don't think so.